This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأولين وصل اللهم وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الآخرين. We want to try this again, inshallah, as we were doing the illuminations, Quranic reflections in Masjid Nabawi, and the connection got cut. So we wanted to finish, inshallah, our reflections of tonight, inshallah. So we're doing our series of illuminations, which is going to be Quranic reflections after Taweeh in Mecca and Medina. And every night, inshallah, just have reflections over every single portion of the Quran that's recited or parts of it, inshallah. So I wish all of you, first of all, Ramadan Mubarak. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept from all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a month that's blessed and brings transformation to our own lives and allows us to overcome our vices and transform them into virtues. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a blessing on the entire ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So today, today's reflection was focused on how the Quran starts and how when the Imam recites, the first thing that he recites is Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to the Lord of the worlds. And this, subhanAllah, is the foundation and grounding of everything in our faith. It's grounded in gratitude to Allah. It's grounded in being thankful that we're believers, thankful that we know our purpose, thankful that we are Muslims, thankful that we are part of Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that's why there's a beautiful statement of a poet. He says that I couldn't describe a happiness more greater than being under the name when you said, Ya Ibadi, O my servants, I'm under that. And that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my prophet. So of course, alhamdulillah for such an amazing blessing of being Muslim. Alhamdulillah for being able to reach Ramadan. How many of us have had family members that, you know, passed? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive them and grant them the highest levels of Jannah and in His mercy, that they didn't make this Ramadan. I know people who passed away literally yesterday. They passed away, someone lost their mother yesterday. May Allah grant her the highest of Jannah. And she didn't make it. So subhanAllah, the reality is that when the Quran starts with Alhamdulillah, it is one of the most emotional and spiritually uplifting things for us as Muslims, which is to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to thank Allah azza wa jal. And showing thankfulness even in the most difficult of times is something extremely empowering. That's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said this beautiful statement, "Ajaban li amri al-mu'min." He says, "So amazing and strange is the affair of the believer, that if they are given something that they are blessed with, they thank Allah subhanahu wa taala, and that is good for them. And if they are tested, they still say Alhamdulillah, and that is good for them." So the Quran starts with Alhamdulillah, and I just want you all to think of something that you've been deeply troubled by this year, and you made it to Ramadan. And when you just think of that and you say Alhamdulillah, how powerful it is that you're here because Allah wanted to forgive you. You're here because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to reach this month and for you to be granted the forgiveness and blessings of this month, and in this month have certain prayers answered. And I want you to think about some of the prayers that you were making in the past Ramadan, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you and accepted those prayers in this month. So it's an overwhelming thing just to see Alhamdulillah. And that's why for me, one of the most powerful things was to always hear Sheikh Shuraim. Sheikh Shuraim is one of the Imams of Masjid al-Haram in Mecca. When he would start saying Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, he'd start crying. The first verses of the Quran, he'd start crying. And the reason why he would start crying is because of the impact of the words that you're thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for. Imagine all of the things that you can imagine. And Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That even if you were to try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you wouldn't be able to count them. It's innumerable. And I want to also just, from personal reflection, I want you all to just think about, subhanAllah, all of the places in the Muslim world that are suffering, that are going through difficulty and hardship. And in my context, I've lived and grown up with Afghanistan in war. And I just wanted to, subhanAllah, reflect over the fact that war is over. There is no more war in that country. And this is going to be the first time they're celebrating Ramadan in peace. hopefully everlasting peace, inshallah. And I just want you to imagine what it must be like for some of those people. So I asked some family and friends what it must be like to be there now when it's in time of peace. And I asked one of my friends to actually record some of the reactions of the Afghans in their first Ramadan without war. But I remember one thing that a student, he said. He said that, alhamdulillah, that we made it, and I hope that we can get through it at the end of the day. The fact that we even made it, he was just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the opportunity that he made Ramadan in this time of peace. So, I mean, think of all the things that you can say, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen, and that's why the Quran starts with that element of just being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just want to share with you all a hadith that some of you probably heard, and that is that a sahabi saw two other companions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. And they were at the gates of paradise. And he saw one of them come to the gates of paradise. And that was the one among them that actually died as a martyr, as a shaheed. He had passed away in battle and became a shaheed, a martyr. And his other friend passed away the year after him, after that. When they got to the doors of the gates of paradise, the one that died the year after his friend that died as a martyr was told, you can enter. And then the other one said, then you come after him. So he woke up and this news got to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, you know, what is the meaning of this? Why would the one that passed away after enter into paradise first before the martyr, the one who loses their life for the defense of Islam, which is one of the highest statuses of faith, right? And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that did the one who lived an entire year after the martyr not pray such and such extra prayers and made such and such extra prostrations? And they said, yes. And he says, did he not reach an extra Ramadan? And they said, yes. So he said that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, therefore, then the difference between them is like the difference between the sky and the earth. So for that, we say, alhamdulillah, you made Ramadan. And the fact that you're even here getting to even fast one day, inshallah, or the ones that who cannot fast but have just entered the space and time and the virtue of Ramadan, that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive us and grant us that status out of His mercy and love. And that's why you're here. That's why you're here. So immediately the first verse, of course, is always something very, very powerful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And of course, tonight the Imam is going to recite Surah Al-Baqarah, which is one of my favorite surahs, of course, in the Quran. And Surah Al-Baqarah kind of describes everything in Islam. And it is the longest surah. All five pillars are mentioned in it. Five pillars of Islam, all the pillars of Iman are mentioned in it. And it is the longest chapter of the Quran, because if you were to even end at Surah Al-Baqarah, all of Islam is there. Public sphere, private sphere, government, family, marriage, divorce, the whole thing, everything in Islam is found in Surah Al-Baqarah, the second chapter or second surah of the Quran. And hence why it is so powerful that the motifs and the objectives of Islam are actually found within Surah Al-Baqarah. Now, one of the things I just kind of like came to my mind as the Imam was reciting is how this surah, and in the beginning of it, focuses on fulfilling promises. Focuses on what we can say, renewing our vows. And that's what, this term, renewing your vows, who can tell me it's referred to? It's referred to usually renewing your vows with your spouse, right? There's a concept in the Western culture which basically a husband and wife take vows with each other at marriage, saying in death and in happiness and in sickness until death do us part, etc. And then every once in a while they say we should renew our vows. We should renew that promise to each other. Well, you know what? Ramadan is like renewing our vows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's renewing our promises to Allah. It's renewing our faith. So in that essence, to remember what it is that we signed up for when we were Muslim is in sickness and in health until not only death do us part, until we meet our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, is to renew our vows for what it means to be a Muslim, what it means to fulfill the promises of our Lord. And that's why in this chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how He has taken from the believers mithaqan ghalidha, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَاكُمْ مِثَاقًا, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when we took from you a heavy covenant. And mithaq means a covenant, a promise. And this covenant and promise is faith. And to fulfill faith and to live by faith. And faith is not just what's said on the tongue, not just what's believed in the heart, but it's also what's done with actions. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then, you know, in the course of the surah, describes those who fulfilled and describes those who did not fulfill their vows. And he gives us the examples of those who came before us and what are the steps that they took for those who preserved the vows they had with Allah, the covenants they had with Allah, the faith they had with Allah, and those who essentially failed and why they failed and how they were enticed to failing, mostly by their desires. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one part of the surah talks about how they failed and what was the reason they failed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, in ayah number 86, which was recited tonight, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ اشْتَرَوُوا الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا بِالْآخِرَةِ فَلَا يُخَفَّفُ عَنْهُمُ الْعَذَابُ وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. They are those who bought the life of this world in exchange for the hereafter. So their punishment will not be lightened for them, nor will they be aided. And the reason for that is because of the, what you can say is a sense like gross consumerism. Right? We talk about capitalism. Gross consumerism in this sense is that people have overindulged in the material world to the point that it has caused such a detriment to their life and has brought a spiritual vacuum into their heart. And hence why Ramadan is that spiritual like jolt to bring people back to that equilibrium, bring them back to the reality that you can't live without spirituality. You can't live without the fact that we are all connected to the Lord Most High. Even every molecule of our being is connected to Him. So this surah focuses on this component of fulfilling promises, renewing our vows. This Ramadan, and it starts off with one of the most beautiful surahs, honestly. And for those of you who, you know Arabic, and when the Quran is being recited, and especially Surah Al-Baqarah, it's like the most amazing tapestry of stories. It's like you're envisioning everything from the creation of Adam to him being enticed to what happened to the children of Israel and how they were misled by their own desires and their vanity and how they broke their promises and how they would not fulfill what Moses told them. So such a beautiful way of description if we only understand the Arabic. And if we don't, then what it requires us for us to understand that we need to read the translation, to make it a point this Ramadan to read the translation of the Quran prior to, for example, that night of Taraweeh or before you read your own section of the Quran, and try to do a khatam of the English translation while you do a khatam of the Arabic. So you have those two together, inshallah. That was one of the best ways to kind of reflect. And you can also Quran journal, which is writing down some of your thoughts. Like, for example, things that come to my mind. You know, I'm not going to pull out my phone during this middle of salah and start writing. But the idea is these thoughts come to my mind. And in this collective Quranic reflection, inshallah, series that we will have together. This time is in my library, but inshallah, we'll be, hopefully have a better connection when we do it from Masjid Nabawi or Masjid Al-Haram. In our series of illuminations, Quranic reflections from the Haramain, the two sacred cities, Mecca and Medina. I hope you join us, inshallah ta'ala, in this journey. And hopefully have better internet connection. Inshallah, we'll also do some Q&A later on, inshallah. But I wish you all a Ramadan Mubarak. I wish you all a blessed month. I wish you all a month of transformative blessings. And also a month, inshallah, that we remember the less fortunate and draw awareness to all of the people that need our prayers, as well as our generous giving, as the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was described as being the most generous in the month of Ramadan. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bless you all. We will see you all tomorrow, inshallah, after Taraweeh for day two. And day two of, subhanAllah, day two of the reflections, but it's day one of the actual fasting for most of us. Some of you might be fasting on Sunday, like in Indonesia, New Zealand. So don't worry, inshallah, you'll have your day one reflections tomorrow, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept from all of you. And Ramadan Mubarak. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, habibin wa nabi Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.